Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Want to say it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio today and just thank everybody for tuning in. Tell all your family and your friends about the broadcast and share the broadcast out and like it for us if you don't mind, and that'll get the gospel going out farther. And just pray for me tonight. My ears all stopped up, can't hear too good, and got all this sinus junk going on and just making my head feel crazy. So just keep me in your prayers tonight. And the subject for today is walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we know that if we're a Christian, we're not going to be doing the things that we want to do. We're going to be living in the Spirit and doing what the Spirit of God wants us to do and being led by the Spirit and all that. So I see that we have a caller in here, so I'm going to get them on. .205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Oh, damn, not going to sing us a few?
He said just go on and then he'll sing some here in a little while.
All right, sis.
Unless he wants me to.
I just thank God today, you know. Well, I can't even get my tablet to come on today. Oh, well.
Well, we'll get you to come up and sing a few songs while you're getting that ready then.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I just consider how wicked they pray and ponder the sins all around and fail to remember the truth that remains, how great is my sorrow bound. For there is still mercy wherever, whenever, sin can be found, faith must fall around. He'll come in the last days of falling away, and where there be righteousness found. Yet while there's some who are wandering astray, grace will much more abound. For there is still mercy in Jesus today, and there is no pain if I can walk away. Wherever, whenever, sin may be found, grace will much more abound.
Praise the Lord. to your name.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm amazed the King of Glory would live inside my heart. Amazed that He would care enough to give me a brand new start. There is not a reason He gave me such faith every day. When I first came to Jesus, I had nothing to give—a life of broken promises, of heartaches and tears. Yet He asked me for nothing, for the love that He gave. He just came into my heart, and that's why I have to say, I'm amazed that the King of Glory would live inside my heart. Amazed that He would care enough to give me a brand new start. There is not a reason He gave me such faith every day. I'm amazed. Today He is with me through the sunshine and rain. No, He will never leave me, no matter what this world brings. It's not because of my riches or of anything I had done. I had nothing to offer Him, yet still sent His Son. I'm amazed the King of Glory will live inside my heart. Amazed that He would care enough to give me a brand new start. There is not a He gave me such faith every day. I'm amazed. There is no reason. He gave me such faith every day. I'm amazed.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not afraid to stand and say that I'm a Jesus. I'm not afraid to say trusting in His word. I'm not afraid to lift up my voice. Sometimes we as Christians wait up on the shelf. We're ashamed to lift our hands and pray. We wait on someone else. Jesus died at Calvary. God said He is fulfilled. And that's why I stand today, trying to do His will. I'm not afraid to stand and say, Father Jesus, I'm not afraid to say, trusting in His word. I'm not afraid to lift up my trusting banner. Because I'm saved, I'm not saved. In this world we have blessings, yet we fail to praise Your name. He said, "For me,
Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. He wasn't meaning to do that. Brother Miles, come on and obey the Lord.
All right, Sister Betty, I want to thank God for the opportunity to come and bring the Word of God and lift up that wonderful name of Jesus. You know, people right now today, I think this world is kind of starting to understand what it's like when you don't have no hope, because we don't have much hope that the prices of stuff going to go down. As long as we can't pump our own oil and gas out of the ground, you know, make our own stuff in America, have to trust on people overseas, and I think OPEC's cutting back on their production, so gas is going to go back up. And people start to lose hope. I got news for you. There's hope through all of this darkness. There's a wonderful light shining, and it shines from the throne of God down on everyone that calls on the name of Jesus in faith, humbles down, and receives him and his spirit within them. The glory to God. What we preach on today is, I love this, what we've got. And out of verse 16, chapter 5 in Galatians, it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we're living in a time today where everything is about me. You know, all these people out here, and they go into stores and just steal everything and walk out. It's all about them. It ain't about that store serves your community. Your family and them goes and shops there. You're putting them out of business. You don't care because you got what you wanted. We're in that time today, and it's the lust of the flesh. I want that stuff, though. Well, you go get it, and it won't prosper you nothing. You can't take it with you when you die, but salvation you can. So if we walk in the Spirit and not in this sinful flesh, praise God, we can walk in a way that we can be proud of ourselves, how we can please God, how we can help other people, how we can show love and not hatred. And we won't have all this violence filling our land, glory to God. One the other day, him and his friend got into it over coffee. He comes out with a gun, just goes to shooting all in that motel lobby, killed a man that had nothing to do with it. But they hadn't got no sorrow because they're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Your flesh longs for everything that hadn't got to do with God. But the Spirit, his Spirit, comes inside you, and you get to wanting to please God. The filthy words that comes out, you just don't say them anymore. You don't have the urge to say them anymore. Your temper goes away where there wouldn't be all this feuding and fighting. We've got to get back people to, back when I went to school, where you said a prayer every morning, the teacher prayed for you. When you said the Pledge of Allegiance, didn't have one kneeling. Everybody stood there with their hand over their heart. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Glory to God. We learned Bible verses that we had to quote in class and get different ones to different people. You come and quote your verse, that helped you on your grade. We learned the Bible. We learned about God. We learned about praying. All that was in school. But the flesh or somebody got in the way. They pitched a fit. Now we don't have that anymore. It's up to mom and daddy, and mom and daddy's falling down on the job. A lot of kids don't even know about Jesus. Never been taught nothing about you. Never seen nothing to remind them of Jesus and mom and daddy. They just tell them they love them, and that's it. They don't show them. They go get them a video game, set them in front of it. There, I don't hear nothing out of you. Don't suffer that. Play that game. That's what we've got today, folks. We're living in a time when things is getting deadly serious. They're taking little kids, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and telling them, wouldn't you rather be a boy, little girl? If you tell me, yeah, I can help you. I don't have to tell you, mom and daddy. People, somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to get killed. And they're doing it in spite of what the parents say, in spite of what everything that's common sense would tell you. If we're going against everything, but what we're going against more than anything, we're going against God. We're going against Him. when you do, you're going to fail. Ain't nothing in this world can prop you up. When God gets angry at you, ain't no telling what plagues he can bring on you, praise God. But I'm going to tell you something. Just like I said, if you would just live and walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It said, for the flesh, lust is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And
amen.
The contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. In other words, I get mad at you. And believe me, I used to have bad temper. If I get mad at you, I can't just come shoot you because I want to. I'm fulfilling the anger of my flesh. They're just so mad, I'm just going to shoot you and kill you. People, that just puts me in prison. Well, not today. It used to put me in prison if I did it. Today, they probably have pity on me for shooting them, like they do in New York and California and Illinois, different places. They go do a crime, and they don't even have to pay bail. Just let them out. Go do another. We don't care. That's what they're saying to you and me. We don't care enough. We're not going to follow what God said. We're going to do what this flesh tells us we want to do. And that's what we're going to do. Well, people, you don't have to go along with it. Because if you walk in the Spirit, what they do won't even hinder you. You can go right on with God. He said, be in the world. Don't be part of it. Glory to God. Any time that there was a real separation between the people that believe in God and the one that believe in the devil. Because I'm telling
Amen.
You, you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. It's because you're serving the devil. I don't serve the devil. Yes, you do. You cannot. You can't please God and walk in the flesh. Glory to God.
Amen.
But if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Because there ain't no law against what the Spirit would have you do. There's no law in any state. There's no law in any country unless it's some of the countries overseas that has one religion, that's it. And if you say anything about something else, we'll keep. Now, there you might have to pay a penalty for serving God. But I tell you
Amen.
This, it said now the works of the flesh are manifest. In other words, they're out in the open. Which are these? Adultery,
yes.
That's of the flesh. Fornication, that, you know, that's of the flesh. They
Amen.
Say, you got adultery. You got lasciviousness, that's just all kind of filth and desire to do evil in you. Uncleanness. All these things that go through. Idolatry. That's serving anything else besides God. Witchcraft.
Amen.
Hatred. We got enough hatred in America to burn the whole country down. There's so much hatred
yes.
one can do. Your skin color is not the same as mine. You don't go to the type of church I go to. So I have nothing to do with you. That goes so rampant right now in America. And it says, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also tell you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Think about all the things I just said. And then think about today's society. It's just a flesh-led society. It's all about right now what I want. You got to call me by my pronoun. Even if I don't look like that, you got to say what I want you to say. Because the flesh wants
Amen.
To be believed. But I've been called many, many names. And a lot of them wasn't pretty, wasn't kind. They were just out of their hatred for God. And they cussed me. Talk rough to me, and I tell them I'm praying for you, and God still loves you. Because
Amen.
You lose all that. That mess that I just read, you don't have it either. You're walking in something else. Here's what it says. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
Amen.
Peace, long-suffering. That is bearing the things that they do to you. Just keep praying for them, because you know if you do and you believe and trust God that he'll eventually pull them in, just like my children. They may fight, kick, squirm, run, but they're coming in because I've ain't let up a lick. Daddy's still praying.
Amen.
And that's it. Glory to God. It's a gentleness. We don't see gentleness much anymore. It's not
no.
shown one to another. I was at Walmart the other day, and a a man come up in a wheelchair and his wife was looking, and they were both old. She was trying to help him up in that thing. And I walked over real quick. I said, sir, would you mind if I picked you up and set you in that van? They said, no, sir, I'd appreciate it. And I picked him up and set him in his seat. And that didn't take a thing, y'all. I was real gentle, making sure I'd done it just right. But we don't find that every day. It says goodness.
Amen.
But there's none good but one, and that's God. If we got goodness in us, it's because we got his spirit with us. It says faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Because that's
Amen.
The laws of God to be like that. That's the fruit we're supposed to bring forth.
Yeah.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you find all of this? What I just read, the fruit of the Spirit, in every church in America, every church around the world, can you find all them things in every one of them? Probably not. But they all claim to be a Christian. They all claim to be serving God. But you can't serve him in your flesh. Your flesh is weak and subject to lust and desires and all these things that you wantness of this world. Praise God. But when you serve him in the Spirit of God, you overcome sin. You overcome the weakness of the flesh because the strength of the Spirit is more powerful than the strength of the flesh. The flesh will fail us. Glory to God. We got people in the prayer request, I'm sure. Cancer, kidney disease, everything
yeah.
you think of. Because the flesh is weak and it fails. But the Spirit of God faileth not. It'll carry us through all the way to the end times, folks. What end time you talking
yeah.
about? I'm talking about when this world will be no more. And you've got to have made up your mind. Where do you want to spend eternity? Because somewhere you're going to do it. It goes on and says, they that are Christ, listen to this, have crucified the flesh with the affections
Amen.
And lust. We kill the flesh to live to the Spirit. He said, well, you can't kill your flesh, you'd be dead. No, I kill its rule over me by walking in the Spirit of God. I'm nothing. Believe me. I've failed so many times. I've failed in serving God before. Not purposely, but I failed and realized it and repent and try to move up and get closer, get higher, turn more of me over to the Spirit that I don't fail him again. Because why? Because I know that God, when he judges people, is going to judge righteously. He's going to tell the truth. When I get there, I don't need no marks against me. I'm just hoping I got marks for me for walking in Christ and bringing his word and telling you that I love you, but nothing like Jesus loves you. Nothing like God the Father loves you. Praise God. He knows that you're in the flesh, but he gives you an escape route. He's given you of his spirit if you'll clean up and accept it and ask him to come inside. Praise God. He said, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, you got somebody in the church, and this goes on everywhere. I guarantee Sister Betty can tell you people right where they go to church, and they're good churches, got great preachers. But praise God, there'll be some in there. If you get spoken of by the preacher telling what you've done, something you've accomplished, something you've prayed for to come true, whatever, there's going to be some get jealous. Well, he didn't say nothing about me. I've been praying. I give my
Amen.
Time. If you're in the Spirit, you'll be praising God that somebody else
Amen.
Is doing his will. You don't get envious and all this nose in the air stuff.
Right.
You know what he said? Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. We want to lift ourselves up on a pedestal, glory to God, when that pedestal is for nobody but Jesus Christ. We don't deserve on a pedestal. We deserve to be on our knees. Hallelujah, God, praying and seeking the salvation of Jesus, the glory of God, and the furtherance of his spirit within our lives. Glory to God. Ain't that what it's all about? I don't want to be like you. And you say, you don't know me. I don't have to know you. You can't get me there. Only Jesus can. Your spirit can't get me no higher than this evening. But he can take me in to the glorious kingdom of God to live forever and ever. And you think I want to be like somebody that's got fame and fortune and all that because they're going to lose it all. Without Jesus, They ain't going to just lose it all, but they're going to be cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and there will be their resting place through all eternity. I'm seeking a home somewhere else. I was out yesterday, went to Walmart, and a little woman, you know, one of the Walmart ladies had a little cart, and she pushed it up right in front of the stuff I was wanting to get to. And I said, there you go. Y'all park them right in my way every time I come. Picking at her, you know. She said, I'll tell you what, I can run over you with this cart. And we got talking about, she said, well, she looked at her watch and said, well, it's about going home time anyway. I said, you don't know how right you are. It is about going home time. The things we see coming to pass in this world let you know that it's not long till that eastern sky's going to come open and Jesus Christ going to step out on that cloud. That angel will declare that time is no longer. Praise God, that day's approaching. It's about here. The things that they're doing. Read in the book of Luke, Matthew 24, different places. It'll tell you the signs that's before he's coming. Well, if you look around and read this word, you already know that his coming is near, even at the door. Praise God. Right now is when we need to be getting ready. Glory to God for the going home. That woman was looking at her watch, and she was going home. She wasn't, no, she just going to her house. Home is with God. That's where we come from. That's where we're going to go back. Praise God. But you know why I know that? Because I got the word of God right here. And he told Jeremiah, said, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Praise God. Because we come from God, and we're supposed to live in a way to go back to God. That's what we was made for. He said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But we don't live fearfully and wonderfully on this earth most of the time. We live to the lust of the desire of the flesh, the lust of the eye, impure hearts, impure thoughts. But praise God, that won't get you nothing but dead and in that lake. But praise God, if we can walk after the Spirit's going to take us home. And I know this, there's a lot of places now. They will not say the words Holy Ghost in church. It's all the Holy Spirit. But I know what Jesus said. I'm going to read it to you here in a minute. But he talked about if you didn't have his Spirit, you're not none of his. Well, without being belonging to Jesus, how you claim to belong to God? Because all the power was given to Jesus. And when glory to God, when he comes back, you're going to look on him, you're looking on God. That's what it says, friend. We can like it, we can not. You can be Jesus' own, you can be whatever you want. But I know what my Bible says. It said there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And praise God, without them three, I don't think you're going nowhere but where you don't want to go. But praise God. I want to read a little bit over here. It's about old Paul. You remember Paul was one that Jesus had come to him when he was traveling to Damascus there. And coming a brilliant light and all of it fell down, you know, it's so bright that you couldn't stand to look on it. Well, then his name was Saul, you know, and he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the bricks. He's telling you, you're walking in a hard way. You're persecuting the church that believe in me. And he fell, he struck him blind, you know. But when Paul got his eyesight back, he also got a changed heart, a changed mind. And he started serving God and walking for God. And he wrote 13 books in the New Testament just to tell you how good a fellow he was and how strong he was. But here's what he said, starting at verse 15, chapter 7 in the book of Romans. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. What you tell us? I ain't got control of myself yet. The things that I don't want to do, I'm winding up doing. Glory to God. He said, the things I hate, that's what I'm doing. And then he goes on and said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent under the law that it is good. In other words, the law says if you're doing all you can, you could have made it. But the law was done away and fulfilled when Jesus came. He said, so then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, what was the sin of? That's the flesh. That it was taking him over. I'm going to go on and show it to you. But the flesh was taking Paul over. His heart and mind was on God. But that flesh, the stuff he wouldn't do, that's what he wound up doing. Because that flesh was so strong. So glory to God, you see, that we got to do a little something besides just walk with our mind set on Christ. We got to have his spirit inside us. And here's what it says.
Amen.
I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Why? Because it's flesh. Here's what it goes on says. It said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. I find then a law that when I do good, evil is present with me. And he goes on there in 24 and says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? In other words, sin will kill you. Every time,
yeah.
The one disease that the doctors ain't got no cure for. Ain't but one doctor. And that's Dr. Jesus that can cure you of sin, that can take it out of your life. Praise God that you can be an overcomer, that you don't have to sin. They say, well, you sin a little every day, and you ain't got the right God. You ain't got one that you let take control. Praise God. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. He's saying, this is Paul, the one that wrote these 13 books. He's teaching us something. He's saying that in my flesh, even though I've heard the voice of Jesus, even though he come to me, even though he said I was a chosen vessel, I can't do this on my own. I can't make it living like this. So what he's saying, the first verse of chapter 8, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. Ha! Glory to God. Woo! A lot of churches don't want to preach on the Spirit anymore. They don't want you to get more than the preacher got. That's what it's about, folks. A lot of preachers, they still ain't got the Holy Ghost, but they still preach it without the Spirit. They're preaching in their flesh. There's no power in it. But praise God. And Paul said, I can't do it. I can't do it. I've tried. And every time I try to do good, I wind up doing evil. My mind is set on Christ, but this old flesh, I can't overcome it. But then he said, oh, but with the Spirit, there's no condemnation. Glory to God. I'm not guilty anymore because the Spirit of God leads me now. Glory to Jesus. Praise the sweet Lord. He said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Your flesh is condemned because it's sinful. But you know what? Your Bible will tell you, no flesh and blood shall inherit the kingdom of God. Why is that? Why is that? Because your blood's not pure, because it's part of your flesh, and the flesh is sinful. Glory to God. Every time the flesh cannot give you the strength to walk upright before God, to keep his statutes, to walk out here in this world, be a light to the lost, be help to the helpless. Glory to God. Giving cheer to the ones that's so down and depressed. Praise the Lord, especially when they see what's going on today. But that's our role in this. He said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It takes the Spirit of God to sanctify a man. He's got to have the Spirit of God inside his heart and his soul. Glory to God. Even if your mind is just focused on Jesus, your flesh will fight it. Your flesh will have you do things like Paul did that he didn't want to do, that he thought it was terrible. And yet he said, I find myself doing that. But I found out how to get rid of it. He's telling us about it here. Glory to God. It says, for they that are out of the flesh They mind the things of the flesh. But
Amen.
They have the things of the Spirit. Watch it say. It's saying, look here, you can walk in the flesh in the church house, never receive the Spirit. And I'm going to say Holy Ghost because that's what my Bible says. Never receive the Holy Ghost. Never get really set free from you. Because in me was a lot of evil, folks. God knows I'm telling the truth. He took that away. He replaced it with something else, though. He replaced it with His Spirit within me. He made me where I can stand now, glory to God, and I don't have to stand praying all the time like this because I'm ashamed to look up to heaven. Now I can look up to God. I know He's listening. I know He's sitting on His throne, and whatsoever we ask, He said, I will do it. Glory to God. So it ain't the flesh that gives me strength, but it's His Spirit. Not my Spirit.
That's right.
I say that. I said His Spirit. You've got a spirit within you. Glory to God. Called a soul. But your soul is trapped in this flesh. And His Spirit breaks that yoke, that bondage, and sets you free to where you can say, I've truly been free. Here's what it says. For to be carnally minded, that's fleshly minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory to God. I'm worried about that right now. You're not alive yet till you've got the Spirit of God. About how it felt. Y'all don't, if you've never known the Holy Ghost, never felt the sweet fire of God come inside you and feel that, there's no way I can tell you and explain it to you what it feels like, but it's new life. It's like everything in me was dead and drying up, and He brought new life, and now it feels like you're just so full of power, and it is, but it's not our power. It's His. You don't do things on your own. And then I know I've heard people, I went and prayed for this and over here. They got well and they got out of the hospital. I went and prayed for this and I laid hands on them. And they got well. I went over and prayed for them and healed them. And they didn't do anything. It's the Spirit of God who does it. And I don't take credit for it. If I preach and somebody says, that's a great sermon, brother. I said, well, glorify God. He's the one that give it to me. I can't do nothing on my own, but He said, through Jesus Christ, that's His Spirit, glory to God, I can do all things. Hallelujah, God. Why? Because I trust in Him and not me. If you trust in me, you're going to get disappointed. But if you trust in the Spirit of the One that took my sins away, that wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, you ain't going to be never disappointed. But you're going to know that you've got a treasure that they ain't no billionaire in the world can buy. They may seek after it here and there, get every little thing they could possibly desire, and they still got nothing compared to what I got.
Amen.
That's true. I'm richer than most men could ever dream of being. Solomon, in all his glory, he had great storehouses of gold and silver and all precious things, but they wasn't nothing to him. Till he had God, like God's supposed to be in his life. Then he found the riches that God sheds on the poor out here. And you don't believe the poor gets the riches of God? I'll tell you a story in the Bible talks about a beggar named Lazarus.
Amen.
He gave every day. And he sat there and he begged for the crumbs when that rich man's eating and stuff that fell from his table. Bring me the crumbs that I can eat them. He had everything else he needed. He had God. But that old beggar died. And he said he was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom, that resting place of God. Hallelujah. But the old rich man died too. And the old rich man later on lift up his eyes and seen old Lazarus way up there in Abraham's bosom, up in heaven. And he cried out, Father Abraham, send old Lazarus down here. And he wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Wouldn't give him a bite to eat. But send him down here, let him just touch his finger in some water, touch my tongue, because I'm tormented in these flames. You're going to be like the rich man one day. Send you to serve God in your flesh and in your mind. You got it made because I went to the altar and prayed. But you never finished the job. You never received the Spirit. You're going to find yourself like old Paul. The things that I know I need to do, the good things that I need to be doing, the good words I need to be bringing, the cheer and the hope and the praise for the ones that's trying. Glory, all them I won't do, but the things I wouldn't do, I'm going to find myself doing. Paul did that. You think you're greater than Paul? I don't think so. He's the one that was in prisons. He'd take handkerchiefs, sorry, my mouth getting dry, and put them next to his body. And he'll get in the spirit praying, and he'd pass them out to people. And the ones that got them, whatever they're sick with, they'd get well. That was the first place where prayer calls started, was with Paul. He had that much power inside, but he didn't have it till he got this, folks. Glory to God. He said, because the carnal mind, listen, the fleshly mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. I'm telling you tonight that you can't serve God like you know you should and do it in your flesh. Your mind, even your mind fastened on God, it'll still have something jump in. There'll still be something you see that makes you think bad thoughts just like that. You'll still fall prey to that flesh, leading even your thoughts in the ways they shouldn't go. Praise God. It says, listen, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Even your mind will be subject to the law of sin, praise God, if you try to do it on your own. People, if you haven't got the Spirit tonight, you need to be seeking. There's people in churches right now, and they'll tell you, I know I need the Holy Ghost. I've been seeking after it for 10, 11 years. Well, there's something you will not let go of. There's something blocking the spout that pours the Spirit of God in. There's something you've got to get out of your life, get it out of the way, change your thoughts, and think yourself as this big. And only God can put enough strength in you to make you somebody. Because that's what it is saying. And this is my one of my favorite verses. Verse 9 says, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, that big word, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And this is what it says. I told you about not having the Spirit of Jesus. Now, if any man, woman, boy, or girl claiming to be a Christian, have not the Spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost, he's none of his. He don't know you. You're none of his. You're not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. Even one of my brother-in-laws, me and him, was talking one day, and I told him, I believe you had to have the Holy Ghost to make it in. No. I said, why do you not believe that? He said, that man on the cross that day, all he did was talk to Jesus. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. They've never read Matthew 3:11. John was speaking, John the Baptist. He said, there's one coming after me. He's mightier than that. Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. I'm baptizing with water under a penance. He's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes.
Are you telling me that Jesus was so small that while he was on that cross talking to that man that he couldn't have yielded to him the Holy Ghost and fire right there and baptized him because he said Jesus would baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Well, he was in the presence of Jesus. So, yes, I still believe you'll have to have his Spirit to make it into the kingdom. I still believe that you can't make it on your own. I still believe if Paul couldn't do it, James Miles couldn't do it. I still believe that you're not big enough to do it. I don't care who you are, where you are, who you think you are, but you might not be nobody to Christ because you might not be none of his. Glory to God.
Right.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. It is the Spirit that brings righteousness into us. Glory to God. He said we to be sanctified, sanctify ourselves. You can't sanctify yourself and walk in the flesh every day, but you can sanctify yourself and remain holy, and live holy, and walk as God would have us live. Praise God. If you're in the Spirit, and the Spirit's in you, of course, you can become one of them. That when they come up and need prayer, praise God, you're the first one there. You want to put your hand on, you know something's in you of a truth, that'll help. And you know when you lay down at night and you go to sleep, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, he wakes
Amen.
You up and somebody's name is on your mind and you can't get rid of it. You know he wants you to get down and pray for them right there. There is something wrong. Something's happening. They've slid back. Something has a desire from God for you to do the things of the Spirit and get down and cry out for them. Glory to God. I called Sister Betty earlier and give her a name. Kathy Smith had a lump in her breast. And they just called me right before we got on your praise report. I got down, I prayed for her. I've been praying all evening for her that they wouldn't find nothing wrong there. Well, she got an appointment early and went today. And they checked her and they told her it looked just like it did on the last mammogram. You got nothing to worry about. God had already moved. Praise
Lord.
God. You see, we get to fearing
Hallelujah.
In the place. We ought to get to trusting in the Spirit of glory. That's the only
Thank
thing,
you.
Only hope that we've all got is the Spirit of God working through us and keeping us from unrighteousness. Glory to God. The filth of the world will get on you if you walk in the flesh. And you'll even, just like Paul, find yourself being part of it. Because without the Spirit, are you going to fall? Without the Spirit, you can't see out of walk. It's the Spirit that gives us light. It's the Spirit that brings us out of darkness. And it's the Spirit that's going to take us home one day. Glory to God.
Amen.
You can't make it without it. Friend, if you're preaching out there, glory to God, you might be an awesome preacher. Got a great swelling words that you can bring and just really get down to preaching. But if you're not preaching in the Spirit, you're not going to touch who you think you touch. You're just
Amen.
Pleasing that old Satan is who you please. Because a preacher has to preach under the anointing of the Spirit of Almighty God. He can't preach
right.
on his own. Praise God. And glory. It says in the Bible, it says about faith, you know, faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. But how can
Amen.
They hear unless it be preached? Well, it says, how can the preacher preach it unless he be sent by the Spirit? Glory. That's what it's saying. Is I can't preach without the Spirit. And you can't either, brother. Out there, no matter who you are, without the Spirit of God, you cannot bring that word in a way that would please the Father. We've got to do it the way the Bible says. Glory to Jesus. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. That means kill it. Mortify, kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Hey, glory. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption.
Amen.
We cry, Abba, Father. Can you call God your Father? When you get down praying, I catch myself a lot of times. I start out praying, Father God, because he's my heavenly Father. I want to be his child. Glory to God, because that's the only way I can get there, only way I can get in. I've got to be brought in by adoption. He even said we was grafted in to the olive tree of Israel. A lot of their branches were broke off when they wouldn't believe and wouldn't have faith in the Son of God. But because we did, and we accepted, and we received his Spirit, we've been grafted in to that olive tree, people. Glory to God. I thought about that. How many people there are that don't understand that without the Spirit, you know what? We're just like an airplane that can't fly. We're going to be grounded one day because the rest of them is going to take off and meet him in the air, and we're going to be grounded. We're going to be sitting still and can't get off the ground. Praise God. That's called them movies called Left Behind. I know everybody's seen them or heard of them, but I don't want to be left behind when the children of God go home if I live till Jesus comes. Praise God. I want to be one of glory to God, not one in a million, but one of the chosen few, one that believes in every word that this Bible says. I believe it all. I don't believe you can change it. I don't believe you can rearrange it. I don't believe you can leave part of it out. and make it in, I believe we got to do it all. The Spirit of God is in the Word. And glory to God, when you receive it and that Word becomes alive within you, that's when you know and you can feel that the Spirit of God has come alive in your old fleshly body. It means that you can overcome this world and you can be sealed, sanctified forever. Glory to God. Set apart a peculiar people. And boy, I am one of them. I'm pretty peculiar. Glory to God. I won't stand for foolishness and ignorance. Because you're ignorant of the Word, it's because you're not studying to show yourself approved. I've been accused of preaching out of the Bible. Proved to them it was the Word of God. And they had to come back and apologize. And then I wound up a pastor in there. Glory to God. Because they understood that if I said it, it's going to come out of this book. It ain't coming out of me. A lot of preachers get up and preach. They don't ever open their Bible. Why? Well, I know what I'm going to preach. I don't know what God's going to have me say till I start. I can get where it needs to come out of. But when I start preaching, that's up to Him. And people, if you can't be that way in your daily walk, that God, I don't know where I'm going today, but I'm sure you'll take me there. Lord, take me where you'd have me go today. Let me speak to the one you'd have me speak to. Let me go to the one that's oppressed and pushed down and just all tore up inside that I might cheer him up a little, that I might mention the name of Jesus. It's such a way, and it'll glorify your name and win a soul for heaven. Praise God. That's what you ought to do. But what do we do? Oh, God, I've got to get up about work time. I got to get to work. You get to work. How y'all doing? Hey, walk by and never say, what a glorious morning. Ain't this a wonderful day for the Lord to come again? Ain't something you can say every time. And the Spirit will give you them words. But you got to walk in the Spirit to have them. That's what Paul was telling us in chapter 7 there in Romans when he said, all these things that I would do to do God's will and to further his name, to further his kingdom, I find myself not doing. But the things that I would not do, sitting in listening to their dirty jokes or telling them something somebody's doing and running them down, how sorry they are and this, that, the other, he found himself doing that. So he said, the things that I wouldn't do, I'm doing. The things that I hate, I find myself doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who delivered me from this death? He said, Jesus Christ. He told you about the Spirit. He told you. There in chapter 9, in verse 9 of chapter 8, said, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. You can claim salvation till you turn blue in the face. But if you've never received the Spirit, you've got something else to do. Hey, something needs to be got rid of. Hey, needs to be a desire in your heart to get closer to God. And the only way to do it, only way to fulfill the commandments of God is through and by His Spirit. You know the words in this book. People say, I don't understand that King James Bible. It's because they're spiritually discerned. Without the Spirit, you're going to be lost as a goose. You ain't going to know what it's saying to you. You ain't going to know how He's leading you. But with the Spirit of God, this Word is just what it's supposed to be. It comes alive. It comes alive. Glory to God. And you'll know, hey, He's speaking to me. He's speaking to me in His Word. I asked Him for something, and He's really speaking to me through this Word right here. Glory to God.
Right.
This is just one verse here I like to read sometimes. It said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Amen.
I wanted to just throw that verse in there. We're, as the body of Christ in the world, we're losing ground. May not be personal ground, but the church world is losing ground. That the devil took over our schools, he took over our universities, he's taking over most of society. They're telling our kids, if God made a mistake with you, you ought to be the other. You ought to be, if you was a boy, you ought to be a girl. If you're a girl, you ought to be a boy. All the things that don't even make sense, they're saying. If you feel like that, that's what you are. You'll be what God made you forever, and there's nothing you can do about it. You might change the flesh appearance, but you'll never change what God made you. That's what you'll be. And you need to understand that. The Spirit of God would give you sense enough to know them things. It's just a trick of the devil trying to soil people's souls that they can't be redeemed, that they'll go too far to come back. Praise God, but I got news for you. Whatever you've done, if you'll turn around and you look, there's Jesus right behind you. He's still seeking for your soul. He's still calling you back. Come on back. Come on back. Don't go all the way to that pit. Come back. Let me help you. Let me put my spirit within you, and you won't fall for the devil's tricks anymore. You won't do the things that you don't even want to do ever again. Because my hand will be upon you. My spirit will be within you. I'll guide you. I'll teach you. I'll strengthen you. I'll give you power over all the tricks, the snares of the devil, and over all the fire of the enemy. And I'll let you live holy. Because he said, you live holy, for he is holy, and holiness without no man shall see God. I want to see. I want to live holy. I want to live to the Spirit. I want to live through the Spirit. Oh, praise God. But we're in an hour right now when the darkness of this world is overtaking a lot of people. Why? Because they don't have no inward light. If the fire goes off tonight, glory to God, you can't see how to walk through your house. If there ain't no lights, no work, how are we going to get through the world? Well, we got all kind of power shortages. They don't know what we're going to do. If it comes winter, they're going to have all kind of blackouts. They're going to have where the grid fails. They're going to have gas and stuff like that raised up so high, it's going to be hard to eat your homes and pay your bills and still eat. You got to have the Spirit of God to show you how to make it through these dark times. And I'm talking about times. The Bible said it'd be days like there's never been before and never will be again. But we are going through a lot of them right now. We're seeing the hand of Satan at work in our country and around the world. And if right now is not a time to seek out the Spirit of God for his guidance, for his comfort in our soul, for the peace of God, in knowing that we're going to be all right, and knowing that I'm a child of a king, glory to God. He owns it all, and he's able, big enough, to supply everything I need. Just like it says in Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're going to get our needs met. We're going to get to stand up in church and proclaim that we love Jesus and that we're free from the bondage of sin and the bondage of the flesh because it was crucified and a new man come up. Praise God. That's what baptism is for. That old man goes down. But when you come up free, it's supposed to be bringing you out of the grave, a new creature. You stand before God just like a newborn baby. Nothing wrong in you. Your sin's forgiven. Your transgression's gone. Praise God. But then there's something that you have to do. You have to clean up the lust and desires of the flesh by welcoming in the Spirit of Christ, the sweet Holy Ghost. But praise God. Just like Paul, you can't stand this race. Paul says, and over our talked about it. Tim said, I've finished my race. I've run my course. I'm ready for my end. He was ready because he knew once he got the Spirit in him, there wasn't no turning back. He'd run that race wide open. 13 books of the New Testament was by Paul's hands, from Romans through Hebrews. And you think about that, that he had a hard time standing because he didn't have the Spirit. But when he received that Spirit, praise God, he was shipwrecked. He was thrown in prison. All these things, so many times. He was beaten. He was stoned. All this stuff. But he just kept going. Because the Spirit of God was his strength. The Spirit of God was his guide. The Spirit of Christ was his anchor and his rock for his soul. And praise God, he didn't let up, folks. He didn't quit. It didn't get too bad. It didn't get too rough. Remember, they was in that Roman jail. And long about midnight, him and Silas goes to singing songs unto God and praying and praising God. And the chains just fell off and the door come open. They were set free. Well, he could free you right now. What is it that's bound you up so bad that you can't receive the Holy Ghost? I've heard people say, well, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost for years. It take you about a minute to let go of everything else just in the hope of receiving God inside you. That ought to be the priority of every Christian. I'm not leaving here today, God. I humble down before you. I know I ain't worth nothing. I'm in my flesh, and I can't be there and make it home. I ask you to let me receive your spirit within me, where I can do something for you, where I can have the strength to go no matter how hard this race gets, that I'll keep running it till I cross that finish line and I see the face of Jesus. I don't want to quit running. I don't want to slack up. I'm old. My legs hurt. And I'm going to keep running because I know at the end of the race, there's somebody, I glory, waiting at the finish line of folks that will take us into eternity. And we can live forever in the kingdom of God, in a place where no more tears will come out your eyes, because there's no sorrow, nor no crying, no death, no fear, no hurt, no pain, no death. Glory to God. Think about that. Ain't that what you really want? That seek the Spirit of God. Let the churches come alive. Let it be shouting as you go in and shouting as you leave. Glory to God. Give Him praise. Thank Him for each breath you take. Thank Him for every beat of your heart. Thank Him for the sweet Holy Ghost that leads us and keeps us and protects us and carries us through a sinful and a wicked and a dark world. But we don't have to be. We don't have to be dirtied up by it. We don't have to let our mind run to places it shouldn't run, because the Spirit will take over.
Right.
He'll guide you. He'll shield you. The Bible says,
yes,
He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my strong right arm. He's my high tower. He's my hiding place. Glory to God. He's my rock. He's all that and more. Much more. He's a protector of the soul. He's a guide to them that are lost. He's a place of welcome when they come back to the throne of God seeking mercy. He said, come back to me. And it tells you that God will abundantly pardon. You ain't went too far yet. You're not dead. As long as you're breathing, you got a chance. You can come back to God right then. You can be the prodigal son, prodigal daughter, boy or girl, and you come back to God, I'm going to tell you what He'll do. They do just like it was in the Bible. He'll see you coming and fall on you. He'll run and meet you. Fall on you, kiss your neck. Put a ring on your finger. Put good shoes on your feet. Put a robe about it. Mm-hmm. Kill that fatty calf. This one that was dead is alive again. They've come home, and they're seeking after my spirit. Glory to God. And He will give you of the sweet Holy Ghost. He'll pour it within you. It'll overflow, glory to God, that everybody you come in contact with can feel that stirring within the Spirit. It moves breast to breast. Glory to God. People with the Spirit can feel your Spirit, but they can feel when you're dead, too. I've had them go down praying, needing prayer for something, have people come up, lay their hands on it like hot fire when it touches you. And then you can have one come up, lay their hand on you, and I just soon have an ice cube stuck on you. It'll draw you like that. And you know it's somebody that hadn't got a lick of spirit in them. Just there.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. There ain't no fire in that. There ain't no heat in that. There ain't no power in that. That's you and you going up there to pray for somebody. You need to pray for you. When you get the fire of God, then you go lay your hands on it. Here you do, don't do that and hinder the ones that do that. And I'm saying this in love. Because I don't think nobody's unworthy of the Spirit of Christ if He'll turn around and come to. I believe in my heart, if He accepted me, friend, I don't think you've done nothing no worse than I have. And I believe you can come back to God right now, this night, and He'll take you back in His arms. And you won't have to worry anymore. If somebody needs prayer, you'll run up and be the first one. Lord, I just want my hand on them. I want you to move through me, God. I want your spirit to reach out and touch them, Lord. Because you'll cry out in a way that'll move God, that'll stir Him, that He'll speak to that problem, and that problem be gone. We prayed for Kathy Smith today, and me and several others. I praise God. She got the news before we even got to mention it on there to pray for her, that it was already taken care of. Glory. That's the God I serve. That's the one that loved you. That's the one that came from heaven and died on the cross that you could have a way out of your sin. He didn't expect you to walk in your flesh like everybody else does. He expected you to receive His Spirit and walk in the Spirit of God in newness of life. Well, the life you get is not your own, but even Paul said this later. He said, I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. Glory to God. Do you understand? The Spirit of Christ had overcome his body. It had crucified his flesh. He could walk in the Spirit and please God and do the things that he would do, not what he wouldn't do no more. Friend, if you will, right now, wherever you're at, I'm going to ask you right now, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you know, I'm going to tell you something, a little secret between me and you. You know if you've been given the Spirit of God. You know if you've been given the power of God. You know if you're right, totally 100% right with God or not. You know where you stand. But the bad part is God does too. If you'll pray with me right now, bow your head wherever you're at. I don't care where you're at. You could be in a bar. But if God's moving on you, you better pray. Pray now. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, God, there are so many out there that's tried so hard, and I know they really tried, to serve you just in their sake. And even Paul let us know it's impossible, God, to do that. We're not strong enough. Our flesh desires everything it sees, some hurtful lusts that are in it. But, dear God, you said that once he received your Spirit, there was no more condemnation in you because you're living to the Spirit. In other words, you're free from everything that was against you. So, friend, tonight, if you'll just pray, ask God, look, I've been trying to serve you. I know I've been faithful. But, God, I ask for your Spirit, the help of the leadership of the Holy Ghost to be in my life, to come in, be part of my life, and lead my life. From this day forward, I want to yield myself to you, not to live and walk in my flesh, but to live and walk in your Spirit. And praise God, I think right now that there's somebody out there feeling that's getting touched by this. And glory to God, I'm asking you right now, say that prayer through. Say it your way. Tell God what's been lacking. Let him know that it takes him to make you whole. It takes Jesus to make a Christian whole. It takes Jesus to be Christ-like that we can call ourselves Christians. So, Lord, I ask you to fill them up with your Spirit. Let them walk in the blessed newness of life like they've never known, with so much hope for tomorrow and for today and for tonight and for everyone they see, no matter where or when, that they would be a light because your light would be shining from them. And God, I ask this in the greatest name there is, the name of Jesus, your precious Son and our Savior. I ask that you'd help them, God. Strength, give them understanding of your word. Put a desire in them to feed their soul with the word of God, but to feed themselves with the Spirit of God, that you may guide them in all that I do. And I ask, Lord, for me, I want more of you. Lord, I just ask every day that I'll be more like you, but Lord, please, a lot less like me. I remember who I was. I don't like him. I've crucified him. He's been buried in baptism, and I've raised up in Christ Jesus. And I ask you to move on these. I called on you tonight, God. Raise them up in that newness of life, and let them walk from this day henceforth in the Spirit of the living God, the sweet Holy Ghost. And I ask you, in the name of Jesus and for his glory, amen. Help Sister Betty. I don't reckon there's no such things dry prayer if you've got the Spirit. The Spirit don't make you eyes with you. When you pray, people, that's how you know you got the Spirit. You pray, might pray for somebody that's come to church you don't even know. But when you get to praying for them, that love of God will move in you so strong, them old hot tears will roll. And you'll cry out to God and beg him to move on, that you love them, that you want them to be part of your family, or you can call them brother or sister. That's what it's about. That's what the Spirit does. It makes you love your enemies in spite of what your flesh tells you. And you can love them and pray for them and seek God on their behalf. Because that's what this is about. This ain't about yesterday's religion or how it used to be in the old days. It's supposed to be how we are now. We're supposed to be just as good in the spirit as the apostles. They saw Jesus. We had seen, but we ought to see him in you. They ought to be able to see him in me. And that only happens when the Spirit of God resides on the inside. Sister Betty, I'll turn it back to you for a little while. Get a little sweat cleared, little tears cleared out of my eye. And maybe have a little more later on. God bless all of you. I love you. I ask you, if you would, to share this out and let people learn just what Paul said. He couldn't make it without the Spirit. You won't either. I don't believe you're any greater than him. But they took the Spirit of God. You remember Peter denied Christ 3 times. But when the Holy Ghost came, when they started to crucify him, he said, well, hang me upside down. I'm not worthy to be killed like my Lord was. That's what the Spirit gives you power to walk this walk all the way to the end. I love you. God bless. Turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Lord, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good word. I got a few scriptures here I'm going to read, and then we'll get Tim to come around and sing for a little bit. This is found in 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And then I'm going to go over to I'm going to go to Romans. Read a little bit out of that. If I can find it here. Give me just a minute. Romans 6, starting in verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. In your mortal body. That ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For if ye are not under the law, but ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield your member, yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And, let's see, here it is. I was going to read this here. Hebrews 11:31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I was just thinking, you know, Jesus has given us every chance to be saved. He's given us many, many times. You know, the Lord's been dealing with us, and people just won't obey. And, of course, we done it when we was out in the world, too. We just, you know, just kind of shake it off and put him off. But, you know, we ain't got much time left, and we better be we better be getting about our Father's business and better be getting right with God and letting the Spirit rule our lives. And so I'm just going to leave you with that. And we're going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs. We just want everybody to just search your hearts to make sure that everything's under the blood, that you do have the Spirit of God, because without the Spirit of God, we are nothing. We are none of His. So just if you don't know the Lord tonight, Spirit's dealing with you, just call upon Him and just ask Him to come into your heart and to be Lord and Savior of your life and to dwell in you, and that Spirit will never lead you wrong. It'll never lead you into sin. It'll always lead you into righteousness and lead you up into heaven. So I'm going to have Tim come around and bless us with a few songs, and then we'll get Brother Miles to come back around. Well, I'll give some prayer requests out after that, and then Brother Miles can come.
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a field of golden grain just laying there on the ground, and there's so much work to be done. Now what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gonna tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door will be coming out. So we must work right now, there is why. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. Someday one song remains, and the blood still flows. From the north and the south and the east and the west, bring it in. What you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gonna tell them the truth, church? That we're living in the final hour. Mercy doors closing, coming now. We gotta tell about Jesus. We gotta tell about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door, only door. We gotta tell us the truth, church. That we're living in the final hour. Mercy doors closing, coming now. Mercy doors closing, coming now. Mercy doors closing, coming now. Mercy doors closing, coming now.
This next song I'm going to do, I'm going to do it for Brother James. He likes this one. Do you know how it feels?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know how it feels? You know something's missing, and you kill the small voice that you keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels? To be in trouble inside, they just leave all the cost someone died. Do you know how it feels when he knows to surrender? Have you been washed away, never to be remembered? And all that's real, Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does he feel to know you're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars above us? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night, and so that thrill, ain't it good to know how it feels? You know how it feels when your cold heart melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it. You know how it feels to know you've been changed and think that the whole world can rearrange. Do you know how it feels? Whatever you wrong, you still get a feeling. You're not at home, knowing heaven is real. They'll be good. You know how it feels. And how does it feel to know your God is King, your heavenly Father owns everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Praise the name of the glory. It is made for
thank you. Thank you.
I'm going with glory, rolling, rolling, calling glory. I'm gonna get the start of myself when I get the start of the key that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away, and I get carried away. I don't know about how to come on when I get around a whole lot of people and I can't figure out what I never can shout it about the buzz that was my song. I'm a man, I can't express feeling deep inside me the things that only come from one day will overflow. I'm gonna let the glory roll and roll and call in glory. I'm gonna get inside of myself when I get the start of the key that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. I'll pass clouds as I shout aloud as they tell my thunder. My tearful eyes may fill the sky, filling with my pain.
Thank you.
good. Life will come the way we think, hold our Lord in everything. I was wondering where the road will be. Then I looked into his word, and my suspicions were confirmed. He was doing things I could not see. Just for me, he does work and pull again on my behalf. God in every step, riding on my path, planning on my day. Putting me together, molding me to place, make myself better before I understand. He was working for my good. You and I are in his hands. He filled us from the master plan. He's making sure the pieces fit just right. He's working from the inside out. And when he's done, there'll be no doubt. He told me just what he had in mind. He was working for my good, all on my behalf. Guiding every step, finding out my path, planning out my day. Couldn't be together, mold and make the way, make us something better before I understand. He was working for my good. Won't it make it come and take it long, he said he would. Listen and turning, carefully working on me for my good, my good. He got working for my good, all on my behalf. God in every step, riding on my path, planning on my days. Putting me together, mold a piece of clay. Make yourself a better, before I understand. He was working for my good.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
I've had my days of laughter in the sunshine. There'll be plenty of contentment in my soul. But before the day was past, my heart remained heavy. I had tears in my eyes, my head down low. That's just how it is, it's made of me. You say brings you heartache, pain, and woe. But my Lord told you feel for me unseen. And I've never been this haunted to go. Someday, we're gonna leave it all behind us. Someday, the walls is made of gold. Somewhere, it's all the sweet forever. If someday, someday, all through that soul. This world for me has lost all its attraction. There's so much left to make me want to stay. The pull of the other side is over.
be with them and uplift them and know that they're not alone. That there's a mighty God that stands with them. And Lord, be with us, strengthen us for the battles that lie ahead, Father. But dear God, right now I ask in the name of Jesus that you move on my grandson, Michael Porter, in a region out of the house, Lord. Needs Jesus so bad. I pray that you free him from the snares of the devil. Bring your spirit within, Father. John David gave me this in there now. God, I ask you to move on him and bring him forth. You've got to help these young men that is on the wrong path, God, that I was to. And you saved me, God, I ask you to save their soul. And our lost loved ones, everybody out there that don't know Jesus, I ask you, God, somebody bring a word to them or encouragement to them that would turn their heart toward you, Father, and they'd look up and seek your face and ask you to put your spirit within them, Father, to give them strength to make it. God, bless all those that went through that hurricane, Father. A lot of them lost loved ones, be with those families. And God, be with all those that's without homes.
That's God.
Right now, I don't know what they're going to do, God. And everything looks so dark and so hopeless. But I ask you to bring the hope of Jesus in their lives. Let them know that there is help coming. Because, God, help is always on the way if we cry out to you. Father, I ask you to bring right now to them on them in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, the prisons. God,
mercy, Lord, and go with that, Lord.
God, set them on the Lord and walk in the Spirit. And these faded bodies that we have here on this earth, of ones like my brother-in-law Freddie with the rheumatoid arthritis in him, Father. But I know a God that can take it away. I know God that can move and cause miracles to be performed in our lives. And the biggest miracle he ever done was when he saved me from my sin and forgave me and set me up on new ground, my feet on a rock. And God, he can do it for anybody. Right now, he'll help your family. He'll save your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones. That you have to believe and cry out to God. Leave in the hands of Jesus, glory to God. But Lord, right now, as you move on, Sister Betty, on her leg and her hip that's hurt, Father. On her side that's been torn up for so long. I ask you, God, to free her from her pain. Free her from the sadness, Father God. And be the word of God. Strengthen him, Lord. Help him, God. She goes about doing good with him. And Lord, sometimes we go and go through. We about went out. But God, that Spirit of God raises us up and sends us again. Lord, he gives us the strength to accomplish your will in our lives, Father God. Let the ones that's been living and serving you in the flesh, God, do away with that flesh. We've all come to the God. Live in his name. Love you, thank you, yes, you. Brother Billy, all the people of the church of God, look on Brother Willie and Lily, their church, his people in Mexico. Lord, all of this is going wrong in America. Ask you to come forth and make it right again. And what we ask in the name of Jesus, you might be glorified, Father God. It's not for us, Lord. I pray one thing for me tonight, but God, I pray that you move on this lost and dying world, that you'd open up the light that are out there in their hearts and shine to show them the right path to walk. Give them strength to run their race and endure to the end, Father. Lord, write their names in the Lamb's book of life. All of them that have been living to the flesh, let them die out so that they can be born to the Spirit of God. And they may you be with us and hold us evermore. Let us be true and faithful in all we do to you, God. And let us do it all to the glory of God. Further to your kingdom, God, we just commend all this to you in the name of Jesus. Glory. Lord, I praise you and thank you for hearing and for moving and for saving all that which is lost. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for touching Tim's teeth and taking it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Brother Miles, you got something else?
All the time.
Praise the Lord.
Read a verse or two here again. It comes out of where I read a while ago, but I want to read a verse or two, then I want to go over to Proverbs and read some. But it said in verse 7 and 8, chapter 8, Romans says, because the carnal mind is enmity, that's an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And I want to tell you something. I went over in Proverbs. It's Proverbs chapter 6, start verse 16. And it's things that God hates. And you think about the God that's full of love. But there's things that God hates, actually hates them. And I want to read them to you. And remember those two verses I just read. And this is what it says in start verse 16. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. And I want to show you something. I just read those verses, praise God, that you can't please him in the flesh. You can't, it's impossible. You can't do it.
Right.
All these things I just read are the flesh, because these six things, those seven, he hates. And it says a proud look, that's fleshly. A lying tongue, that's a fleshly thing. Hands that shed innocent blood. And I'm going to say the word abortion, because that's the hands that shed innocent blood, the most innocent blood. And heart that devises wicked imagination, that's a fleshly heart. And feet that be swift and run into mischief, and that's all the flesh. It says a false witness that speaketh lies. When you're telling people something about somebody, knowing it's not true, but you're trying to run them down and push them down, then that's what he's talking about there. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. These things are something that God hates. And they're all fleshly things. There's nothing in there that don't come of the flesh. We cannot please God living in our flesh. There's not nothing in us that would please him in the flesh. He said even the fleshly mind is an enemy against God, because our mind thinks all kind of thoughts all the time. Some of them we don't even think about till that thought pops in our head. And sometimes you have to go, Lord, forgive me for that thought. Don't let it come back again. I don't want to think like that. I want to think like you think. I want to think peace, joy, love, long-suffering, happiness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because that's the things of God that pleases him. Praise the Lord. But these things that comes the other way, when we go lying on people, when we tell lies to people, when our feet are swift to run to mischief, when we get out here and sow discord among people in the church, I think we ought to get a new pastor. I don't like the way he preaches. And don't y'all think we ought to get another? Besides that, he pets brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, and he don't pet nobody else like that. That's sowing that discord. That's a fleshly desire to be number one everywhere you go. When I'm going to tell you something, we don't need to be number one. We just need to be wrote in the book. It don't matter how far down our name's written. If you're wrote in the book, praise God, you're glory to God. You're as good as the first name that was written down, because you all get the same reward. We all get eternal life. We all go to see Jesus and be with him forever. Praise the Lord. But when you live in that flesh, hallelujah, God, you're going to die, and you're going to die most miserable, because you can't have people that look up to you if you lie to them and lie on them and do all the things, praise God, that God said something he hates, and then you claim that you're worshiping God. Claim you're serving God. But these things in your life, that's something that God hates. And I'm going to tell you something. If you walk into something that God hates, he's going to bring things on you that you can't bear. He'll bring enough stuff to bring you to your knees. Why? It ain't because the glory to God is trying to kill you, but it's trying to save you. It's trying to bring you out of that place where you can live to the Spirit. Right now, he's calling so many people. He's calling my son, glory to God, my daughters, praise God. He's calling my grandkids, all of them, to come in. Why? How do you know that? Because I pray, and I ask God, and I plead with God, Lord, just get them, bring bring them in, no matter what it takes, God. Bring them in. I don't want to see their soul lost, living to the flesh,
yeah.
Fleshly desires and fleshly lust and lying and doing things that is against you, Father. I want them to be in your will, just like I want it for everybody in this world. Like what a world it would be if it was back like it used to, and the teachers taught us how to pray and taught us the scriptures and the word of God, and how what kind of people we'd be if everywhere we went we loved one another instead of hated each other. Well, your skin color is different than mine. You don't have the same beliefs I do. You can't call me by the pronoun I want. But praise God, that's foolishness, and it's things of the flesh, and we shouldn't be living or looking in the flesh. Glory to God. I don't care what color they are. I don't care if they're polka dotted. But praise God, they was made in the image of God. They have a soul.
Yes.
And I want to see in heaven, praise God, there's going to be room in heaven for all of us if you'll just make up your mind to go, praise God. And when you do,
Amen.
He'll give you the strength and the spirit of one that can take you through. Hallelujah, God. And nothing can bring you out of his hand. You're the only thing mentioned anywhere that can get out of the hand of God, and that's you getting up and walking off. The devil can't snatch you out of the hand of God. Nobody or no thing can blot your name out of the Lamb Book of Life. But when you leave the favor of God. You leave the Spirit of God. You throw it to the side, the things of the world. You let that flesh lead you back out. I've heard of preachers preach 20 years, be supposed to be good preachers, and then see a woman in the church and just dump their family and run off with the woman. And you think about that. That's when the flesh overcame the spirit. And the spirit
Amen.
Is supposed to mortify, kill the deeds of the flesh. Kill it out that we can walk to God and please him in his spirit. And people's letting that down. We got a standard that we need to hold up. Praise God that we can go in this world and we don't have to let it hinder us or slow us down or stop our walk with God. Hallelujah. Where we can be the people that God's listening to when we pray in earnest prayer and seeing our loved ones saved, seeing our lives better, knowing that we got a home in heaven. Praise God. Today, people's just letting go and letting down and thinking everything will be all right. All I got to do is just do what I want to. And if it's a little wrong, I'll just ask God to forgive me. It don't work that way.
No.
Because he
Amen.
Said, right there, I just read them. That's things of the flesh. Every one of them was things of the flesh. And he said, them things I hate. I hate it. When you do that, I hate it, the deeds that you're doing in your flesh. But if you'll walk in my spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but you'll fulfill the love of God that dwelleth within you. Glory to Jesus. You will
Amen.
Live circumspectly before God. That means putting everything else down just to get a hold of more of him. But praise God. We live in a time today when you don't see people that's actually got the love of God in them. They'll tell you, I love you, and pat you on the back at church. Glory to God. I remember that. So many of them pat us on the back, tell us they loved us, and all that. But when you get in trouble, when the times come rough, you can't hear from them, you don't see them, they don't come around. Why? Because the Spirit of God is not in them. They're just walking out of the flesh. And because everybody says, I love you at church, they'll say it back. They don't mean it from their heart. When they do, guess what? When the times get hard, the things get rough, the rubber hits the road, they'll be there for you. They'll actually show you they love
Amen.
You. The love of God will come forth in them. And they'll come out to see about you. They'll be there. Glory to God. You call them. 3:00 in the morning. I need prayer. Well, I'll be over in a minute. I'll come pray for you. Because they ain't wanting to do it somewhere else. They want to come anoint you with oil and lay a hand of faith on you and see God raise you up. They want to be there if you're hurting. They want to be there if you're sick. They want to be there if something's happening in your family and you need somebody to talk to. It don't matter if you woke me up and I got to work the next day. You got to get out and go. That's what it's about, people. We're walking in the flesh more than the spirit, and there's going to be a lot that's left behind that claim to be the children of God. Hallelujah. But you know what? They've never been adopted. They've never been brought in. They're on the outside looking in, looking through the window, but they won't come in the door. He said, I put an open door before you. They can't no man shut that door. Glory to God. In other words, if you'll come in, the door's open. He said, but I'll shut that door. You keep walking and living in the flesh, doing the things I hate, and I'll shut that door on you, and no man can open it. Hallelujah. Because we're in a time right now when things is getting dire. That means bad, serious. Things is getting to be, and just like Tim sung that song, we're living in the final hour. Do you not know? And look and see the time. Glory to God. It tells you in the Bible, you look on the fig trees and on the trees, and they start putting out new leaves, and you're so smart. You'll say, well, it's spring. Spring's here. And go, you can discern the times, but you can't discern the times of God. And the time that we live here is about up. Things is coming to an end. They're winding up. Glory to God. A time's running short, and people is not acting like they're in a hurry. And I wonder, what is keeping you? What is holding you so strong that you can't throw it away and get a hold of the hem of Jesus' garment and let him heal you and take your sins away and renew you in his spirit, in the newness of life, in true righteousness and holiness, that you might stand before him one day, hallelujah, knowing that you've been regenerated into the child of God that you was born to be. Hallelujah. And we are letting the things of this world choke out the love of God in our society and with each other when we ought not to look at each other like you're different from me. You ought to look at them like you was made in the image of God, just like me. He didn't give you a little lighter skin or a little darker skin or a redder skin or a yellower skin. But praise God, we's all made in his image. We have the ability in us for good or evil. Praise God. Ain't one of us no better than the other in his eyes. He loves us the same. Glory to God. He sent Jesus down here to die for each and every one of us, regardless of skin color, regardless of nationality, regardless of denomination. Glory to God. And I'm telling you something. We got to get off this mess where the spirit of flesh is leading us and get the spirit of God back in our hearts that can draw us near. Glory to God. It's time to gather around that old cross of Calvary and fall on our knees and get a good blood bath, because it's still coming off that cross. There's still blood enough to cleanse you from everything that troubles your soul. Hallelujah, God. It's time. Churches, wake up. Glory to God. If you got a preacher that won't preach the truth to you, then move where they will. We can't stand anymore and listen to falsehood. We can't stand anymore and let somebody tell us of things that the Bible don't say. Glory to God. It's time to realize that there is a Holy Ghost, and that's Jesus. He's got to be part of us. He said, if it's not, his spirit's not in you. You're not none of his. Don't deceive yourself. There's many being deceived today. But glory to God, remember what the Word says and walk in it. Walk upright. He said, walk circumspectly, not as fools. Walk like you got good sense and understanding of God. Walk like you know who he is and what he's prepared for them that love him and are looking for his appearing. They've got time to get ready. We ain't going to have time maybe tomorrow, but you got time right now. If you'll just take the word and get down on your knees and say, God, I put this off too long. I've been listening to a fellow said I didn't need the Spirit, but I could still make it if I just repent and let God save me. Well, you can repent and your sins be taken away. But in the Bible, it said a man had an evil spirit in him. They come and they cast that spirit out. That man never put nothing in the place of it. So his sins were forgiven. That old spirit was gone. But that old spirit walked around, went into dry places looking. And he said, I'll just go back to my house where I was living. And when he come back, he found that house all cleaned up. Talking about that man. He was cleaned up. All his filth was gone. He'd been forgiven, washed clean by the blood. But praise God, never invited the spirit in. So that old evil spirit said, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my house. He gets seven more evil than him, and went back into that house because he didn't put nothing in there when the sin was gone. People, don't be in that shape. You'll be in worse shape than you was to start with. You get down and repent, think you got it all, you hadn't got the Spirit, You are still lost, undone, and you're still going to bring things in your life that God hates. He don't love the works of the flesh, but the works of the Spirit can save your immortal soul. It's time to cry out. It's time to let go of everything that's tying us down here. Get ready for flight, folks. We fixing to take flight. Not long. Remember, old Lazarus the beggar that died said the angels come got him and took him all the way up into Abraham's bosom. Friends, we fixing to go. We can go either by way of the grave or when Jesus comes back. But it's getting about time. And I know God's getting tired of calling and calling and calling and calling after a people that won't answer when he calls. So give up and give God a chance. The Bible said taste and see that the Lord is good. It's time to take that first bite. And once you do, I believe you're going to want all the fullness of God in your life. And I love all of you. I worry about us. Are we going to be ready to go when the time comes? Make yourselves ready. The Bible says, make your calling and election sure. Know that you've got God of a truth. Now turn back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. It's our time spot gone, so we're just going to say good night. We love y'all, and we'll see you next Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So like and share the broadcast for us and help us to get the gospel out. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. We love y'all. Good night.
God bless everybody. I love all of you. Love you, Sister Betty and Tim.
Bye.
Love y'all too.
Bye-bye, y'all.